Yerushalmi, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey. This halacha is going to talk about how to decide whether something that was planted belongs to an earlier year or a later year. That is to say, something was planted around Rosh Hashanah, and you want to know if it belongs to the year beforehand or the year afterwards. It, of course, has a shvius application, but it has other applications as well. And that is that in during regular years, during non-Shemitah years, a person has to give trumas and maisers, and one of those maisers, the regular truma you give to a kohen, and the regular maiser, what's called maiser mishum, goes to a lady, but then there's a second maiser, and what you do with that second maiser depends on the year. During the first and second year of Shemitah, that maiser, that is called maiser sheni, you eat that and you have to eat in Yerushalayim, and during the third year of Shemitah, that Maaser is called Maaser Ani, and you give it to a poor person. And then again, the fourth and fifth year, you do Maaser Sheni, and the sixth year, you do Maaser Ani. So, it's significant to know what year something was grown in to decide what the secondary Maaser is. The Maaser Mishan always goes to the lady, but the secondary Maaser, you need to know whether it should be Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, so you need to know which year the thing was planted in. Then, as we're going to see right when the Gemara starts, the decision for when a year begins, whether a fruit, something that grew belongs to an earlier or later years, depending on what type of food that is. Amish is going to talk about a specific one, and then the Gemara is going to go back to the more general rule of how you know when things begin now. And Amish says like this: Ha'oiris, v'hadorchen, ha'progen, ha'shumshmen. Rice, millet, poppy seeds, and sesame seeds have these four items have a special thing. Shehishrishu ben Rosh Hashanah, if they took root, they were planted and they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then this asherin l'shavar, they're considered to be produce of the previous year, and therefore the maaser, the secondary maaser that you give, goes by the earlier year. That is to say, is if the earlier year was the first or second, fourth or fifth, you give maaser sheni, and if it was the third or the sixth, then you give maaser ani. So you go by the earlier year, and we'll term shvius. And that produce is not considered Shvius produce. If it was done at the end of the sixth year and took root before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, then it has the din of pre-Shvius produce, and it has no Shvius rules to it. It has no Kedusha Shvius. It doesn't have to be treated in any special way. It has no special rules of Shvius, and it's completely mutter. If it was planted at the end of the sixth year, but it didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim is Shvius. That produce is also in Shvius. That is to say, it has Kedusha Shvius. It has to be treated with the special holiness of Shvius, which we'll see that in much later problem. And it also, if you once there was a takana of Svichin, it would be also a Svichin also. And it's Asher L'shana Haba, and it's Maaser goes from the year that comes. Again, that is to say, if that new year is the first or the second, the fourth or the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, you do Maaser Ani, and then it would be the third or the sixth, and you give Maaser Ani. So again, we look by what now that it took root after Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it was planted after Rosh Hashanah, and its rules follow that. Rav Shimon Shizuri says, Pul HaMitzri, Shezara and Lazara, if you have this Pul HaMitzri, it's a certain kind of bean, that this bean could, sometimes it's planted for the use just of its seeds, and sometimes you plant it to use to eat the whole vegetable. The Mefarshim over here say that Lazera means planted for its seeds, means you're just growing it for the seeds of it, to have those seeds for future years to replant. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says Lazera means you want to eat just the seeds, not the plant itself. So, Shezaro Lazera, you planted it just for the seeds, but that was the original intention. It has the same din as these, as the four items we mentioned before, which is, it depends when it takes root. So if it was planted for seeds, it depends on whether it took root before Rosh Hashanah or did not take root after Rosh Hashanah. What happens if he doesn't speak this out, but what happens if you planted it as a food, you didn't plant it for the seeds, you planted it for the whole vegetable to eat the vegetable, then it has the status of a vegetable, and we'll see more in a second that vegetables that vegetables count their new year by when they're harvested. Okay. So that is to say, they might have been planted and taken root before Rosh Hashanah. They weren't harvested afterwards. They're considered to be the newer year's produce. Rav Shimon Amar, Hashem says, "Afunim ha-gamlunim kiyo tzimahem." Gamlunim means that they're camel-like, they're very large. Large afunim, lentils, is very, very large. A certain, again, he's describing a certain type of a lentil. Kiyo tzimahem, they have the same din, which is what? That if you planted it for zera, then it goes by hashrosha, by when it takes root. And if you planted it for food, then it goes by lakita. These afunim hagamlunim, their status is they depend not on what we just said. They depend on when they get a hard shell. They get a tarmiel. They get a harder outer shell. It turns like a container. The outer shell is like a container, and then when they have that, that's when they can be considered that's the year that they have their statuses for. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain. The status of when other things besides for our four things that mentioned in the Mishnah, when do they are considered to have started the year? And it says this also. Or is it different? So the Gemara is like this. The Paris. This what we're saying here is now based on, it's really a mission at the beginning of Meisters. The Paris, Hachu Achashlish, by Paris, which is to say when we're discussing the primary things that are Chayv and Shumas and Meisters, and those are Dagon, Tirush, and Yitzhar, the grains, the five primary grains, grapes, and olives. So that's what we call here Paris. Those are the things that are Chayv and Shumas and Meisters Mitaraisa. So for those things, Hachu Achashlish. It depends on when it grew a third. When these plants grew a third of their full growth, the fruit grew a third of its full growth, we say now that's considered that's the year that it grew in. And if that's in the earlier year or the later year, it has the status of whatever status, whichever year it's in, that's the year that it depends on. So that's for these primary pairs, we go with Dershlish. Excuse me, Boires, Acha Hashrosha. When we talk about Oires, which means it's Oires and the other three that I mentioned, Oires, Lechem, Progen, and Shumshimin, for those ones, it depends on when they take root. Will be Yerek, Beshas, Likitasai, and we're going to have this a few times. Either we do or don't have this Kirish of the word Isurai, different Kirishes, but anyhow. So the Yerek for a vegetable, it depends on when you harvest it. Again, if you harvest it in the new year, it's from the new year, in the old year, it's from the old year. Okay, so now. How do we know that for the Paris, for the primary things, Dagon, Tirush, Nitzar, grains, grapes, and olives, you go after when it grew by a third. So the Gemara said the drush like this. It says, Migarnacho Mikvecha, it says you should have Sukkos, Chagas Sukkos Tasilcha, Shivas Yamim, Ba'asbacha Migarnacho Mikvecha, you should have the Yamtim of Sukkos for 7 days. When you harvest, you're from the Goyrin and the Yakiv. Okay. So why does it say may garnacha from your garden? It should have said also a garnacha v'yikvecha. So the may tells us may garnacha v'loikoy garnacha, v'yikvecha v'loikoy kvecha. Tells you is that even if you had just part of the growth, even if the garden and the yekev, those foods were, even some of it grew, as only even part of it had grown, it's considered that it grew already, and that it has the status to be from that year. It's considered to be a fruit already at that point, which tells us that it's already a fruit already from the beginning, even before it's fully grown. And we understand now that that means is that as long as if it's partially affecting, so affecting what I mean, I have to have few. So if you're saying even if it's any part growth, so we should say any growth at all. Why do you say it depends on a third? It doesn't say in the pasuk that it has to be a third growth. It doesn't say if there's any growth. So we should say as long as there's any growth, you should be chayav. It says another pasuk, Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zerecha. It says you should take Maaser from all the Tvua of your Zera. Now the word, in this case, the word Zeracha is extra because it's the grains that grow from what you planted. Well, it does not say from what you planted. That's obviously that it grows from what you planted. So it teaches us to read the pasuk as this. Davar Shehu Nisra U'Matzmiach. It tells us you give Maaser from things that that if you were to take them off the plant, they would now be able to be replanted themselves. So kol tefuah zerecha means it's your tefuah that can be planted, not the tefuah that was planted. Planted, of course, it was planted if it grew. It means a tefuah that could be planted. Yotza pachas mishlish she'en in Israel matzviach. So that means is that things that have grown less than a third are not chayav in truma. So mine says, because they, if you were to plant them, they would not grow further. They would not be able to grow into a new plant afterwards. Okay, so we now learned out that it has to be a third. So we've learned out that if it grew a third, then that's considered that it had a growth. Okay, so let's say it grew a third in year two of Shemitah, and two-thirds in year three of Shemitah. So why don't we say that the part that grew during the second year of Shemitah, that second year growth, and that's Chayav Maaser Sheni, and the second third, I mean, the second and the third thirds that grew during the third year, that's Chayav Maaser Ani. So we should say the first third growth is considered growth. So if we pick up one olive, let's say each olive that grows, we would say the first part, third of it, that's considered from 1 year, and the second, the latter two-thirds are grew in the later year. Just because the first third is a growth doesn't mean the next part is a non-growth. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we make this drasha from a combination from this pasuk and another pasuk. As we mentioned, in this pasuk it says that when it talks about ba'asbacha b'garnacha b'yigvecha, the beginning of that pasuk connects it to sukkahs as chagas sukkahs tazacha shivas yamim ba'asbacha b'garnacha b'yigvecha. So we learn that mechagas sukkahs, the fact that the pasuk connected to chagas sukkahs is coming to teach us something, which is that what? Ma chagas sukkahs l'bar, that mahalchah l'shavar, just like sukkahs, is in a new year. Sukkot is after Rosh Hashanah, it's in a new year. But we treat it like the old year. What do you mean we treat it like the old year? Well, there's another passage that says, the passage tells you that you should have a mitzvah of hakel, that is, and the sukkot after Shemitah, they have to gather all the yidden together. And the king reads something in public for everybody. And it says, after you have 7 years, in the sukkahs of Shemitah, you should do the following. You should do this mitzvah. Well, that sukkah that's being described over there is not during Shemitah. That sukkah is actually right after Shemitah. Yet the Torah, so ma chagas sukkahs laba over there, the sukkahs is in the new year. But at mahalchah l'shava, we treat it as if it's from the old year. So that teaches us that even though that when we describe something in sukkahs, we'll call it sukkahs of a year. It has, in a certain sense, it has to do with the previous year. And similarly, what that means is, because sukkahs is chag osif, it's the yontif, that's a celebration of the harvesting. That is to say, the harvesting of what came in from the previous year. So it has a certain connection. It's like the end of last year's produce. So the Torah tells us by Hakel that sukkahs can be given the status. Sukkahs of 1 year could be given the status. It's called the old year. It's called Shemitah. Sukkahs of Shvi'ez, even though it's not Shemitah, not Sukkahs of Shvi'ez, it's really Sukkahs of after Shvi'ez. The Ilu, and here also, Hoyo, or like the Ilu, like these, Hoyo, the Zelaba, Amahachbal Shavar, since part of this vegetable, part of this dog and tears from Utah grew in the year before him. We had said that the first word for sure counts to the old year. So too, the pasuk over here is saying, Chaga Sukkahs Tazlecha, to tell you that the end produce also has the status as the beginning of it. Once part of it is part of the old year, the whole rest of it is part of the old year also. So again, so the drasha that we're going to learn out is that we have a drasha that tells us that what grew in the first third of the year, the first third of the fruit is considered to be a growth already, and that's counted for miser what year it's in. And even if things that grow afterwards get pulled back to the old year, and that's because the Torah connects this mitzvah to Sukkot, and in Sukkot has a special status that even though it's in the beginning of a new year, it has in some ways connected to the old year, so it's teaching us that the produce that grew in the new year also gets pulled back to be treated as if it's from the old year. So this is the end of how we know that the Dalgat Tirush Nitzar, the din of Meiser, depends on once it grew a third. So now the one is, Merim Af Ba'er is a Dechon program of Shum Shum Kain. So if that's true, that for the primary things that are Chayav and Shum Shum Meisers, we go by when it grew a third. So why don't we see the same thing, that these four things, rice and millet and poppy seeds and sesame seeds, we should also say that it depends, it goes by when it grew a third. So the Shum's going to have essentially is going to have two answers. The first answer goes as follows. Rav Huna bar Chiya Amar, Rav Huna bar Chiya says, she efshel ma'amad alav, that both answers are going to depend on the following piece of information, which is that these four small group foods that go, the Eres, Doichel, Prog, and Shumshman, are unique in that if you plant the whole field of them, the field does not grow at equal speeds, and different parts of the field will get to be a third grown, and different parts will be harvested on their own schedule. So they're not all running. If you plant something else, you plant wheat, the Gemara is saying is that you plant it today, it all reaches a third growth at basically the same time, and it all gets fully grown and harvested at the same time also. But these four don't reach a third at the same time, and they don't reach a harvest at the same time. So therefore, Rav Huna bar Chiya, so that's a difference between these four from other vegetables. So Rav Huna bar Chiya Amar, she efshel ma'amad alav, that what's going to happen is you planted some of these things close to Rosh Hashanah. Some of them grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. Some of them grew a third after Rosh Hashanah. And if you're not going to figure out which is which. So since Truma and Meiser for most things are only Drabanan, again, only Dog and Tirish and Yitzharam and Deraisa, everything else is only Drabanan, including these four things. The Chiv of Truma and Meiser is only Drabanan. So the Chacham said, it can be so difficult to figure out which is which, so you're not mechuyev to do that. And they chose to change the rules and said instead of it being depending on when it's a third, they said it should depend on when you took root. Because everything takes root at about the same time. Once you plant it, your field it will all take root at the same time. So they made the rule that to make it easier because it would be very difficult to figure out the true semisters, which year it belongs in if you go by when it goes third. So, misivin luchun barchia. So, if the question luchun barchia for tani, we don't get a brisa. Tzayver esgur no toichah v'nim tzamasim yizeroy ayarka miyarka zeroy zaroy. We bring a brisa. We're going to actually bring this brisa a couple of times. The case is not so important to us, but the case is that you have a growth and you're not sure. You have a mixture of some things that grew in one year and some things that grew in a different year. Okay, well, it's for the exact case is not so important for us, but you have a mixture of different years, and the price it says, what are you supposed to do with that? Tzayverest runner, you pile the two gerins, the two piles of grain of finished produce, you pile them together. The name samas from zera yarka from yarka is zera. You end up giving maaser from the zera on the yarek. The yarek on the zera means is we're talking about a polar mitzvah. We're talking about something that we had said in the Mishnah. Sometimes it's considered a zera, sometimes it's considered a yeret. It has two different statuses, and one of those is from the year before, and one of those is from the year afterwards. So you mix them all together, and we assume that they're mixed up, they're mixed thoroughly together. So, you know that in there's a certain amount of zera, and a certain amount of yeret, another certain amount from one year, and a certain amount from the other year. You mix it all together, and you just assume that you're giving my shit properly. At this point, Gemara is focusing not on whether it's a second year or third year, but that the rule is you now give maaser from one year's produce on another. So here you have a mixture of produces, some from one year and some from the different year, some from the first year and some from the second year. It's all mixed together, so you can mix it together. So the question was, so now that's a question. That maaser said, that's what you should do, mix them together. Assume that when you scoop out an amount afterwards, you're getting an equal, a proper distribution, and you can take the maaser. So the question was, Huna bar Chiya said, we don't want to, Chacham didn't want to make it depend on a third, because then you'll have a mixture. You'll have some of it was a third before Rosh Hashanah, some of it was afterwards. He says, so what? So what Chacham will do is they'll tell you, let it depend on a third like it's supposed to, and you'll mix the things together. You mix the things together, and you'll scoop out 10% of it to give it for the miser. You'll figure it. You got some from the right, each amount from the right year. Rabbi Yosef says, Kaima Chunu Bar Chama. He says that Chunu Bar Chama gave an answer. He was kind of like he gave the answer for this. And Rabbi Yonah says that Chunu Bar Chiya B'Shem Shmuel. He says that Chunu Bar Chiya didn't say the answer by himself, but he said it from Shmuel. And what's the answer that these people said that he said? It says in the Pasuk, Asit to Asit is called Tvas Arecha. The Pasuk says a person should give Maaser from all of his grains. That was the Pasuk we mentioned before. And we learn out, Ma'aser after Ma'aser, Ata ma'aser echad b'shana achas, vein at ma'aser shnei ma'aser b'shana achas. You don't have to give two different ma'asers. That means the secondary ma'aser that you give, you don't give ma'aser sheni and ma'aser ani in the same year. You give either ma'aser sheni or you give ma'aser ani, but you never give two ma'asers for the same year. And therefore, that's what the Torah said. You only give one ma'aser for the year. And so for here also, if they were to say that areas and Dothan and Shumshimin and Pragun would depend on growing a third, again, we would have situations where we wouldn't know what grew, and if it grew between, let's say, a second year and a third year, so we wouldn't know, should we give Meister Sheni and Meister Ani? We'd end up giving both Meisters. We have to give Meister Sheni and Meister Ani. And the Torah says that we don't want to make someone give two Meisters, so the Chachamim, when they were Mechayiv you and Shumis and Meisters, also said the same kind of a thing, that they don't want you to be Mechayiv to give two Meisters, so they changed the rule to make it that you Chayiv by Hashrosha rather than by growing a third. Table, and so we ask on that, Harry Pola Mitzri, this same Bryce that said you do Pola Mitzri, Harry Shnei Maisis Bishon Achas, that you end up giving two Maisis in 1 year, the Tani Hatzervis Grand Lusher, Vidim Tamas, Zara, Yakum, Yaka, Zara. That Bryce said, you mix them together and you give the Maisir. So that means is that if it comes out that you did this Pola Mitzri and you got into this mistake between the second and third year, or between the fifth and the sixth year, what happened? You're going to have to give two Meisters, because that's the only way it's going to work, because you have stuff that you don't know if it grew in the early year or the late year, and they have two different Meisters to them. One has Meister Sheni, one has Meister Ani. So what do? The thing is, you mix them together, and you scoop out from the middle, and you end up giving both Meisters. So we have a kacha. So how can you say that you're saying you're never, Chachama, never willing to let a person be in a situation where they have to give two Meisters? It's not true. We see over here that there's a situation where Chachama make it that you have to give two Meisters, and we see that rule that you had said is not true. And the Gemara leads up for the kasha. And this was an explanation. When we had said you give two Meisters, the person will explain how what you actually do is you separate the 10% that's for the secondary Meister, and you say, if this is produced for the year of Meister Sheni, then this is Meister Sheni. And I'm paid to the Meister Sheni. I take the Kedusha off from that. If there's Meister Sheni, I'm taking the Kedusha onto money. I take the money and I use that money for Yerushalayim. And then I turn back and I say, this produce that I was just working with, if it's really from a year of Meister Ani, then it's Meister Ani. And then you go ahead and you give that produce to a poor person. So the 10% that you take off, and go to a poor person, its Kedusha goes to food that you eat in Yerushalayim. But basically, you've given both answers. Okay, so the Yerushalmi ends up over here. It does not give an answer to explain how the B'chun B'chir's answer would be correct. We left off with a question that why should the Chacham be changed, so to speak, change the rule and say that Eris Durchan, Progen and Shumshim have a special din. Why didn't they just leave with a third and work around it? Okay, so the Bavli talks about it also and gives an answer that depends on the machlokes. Or others say that the answer could be for here is that here's a case where you're always going to be in that situation. It's a little different than the case of Polonensi. But anyhow, you're trying to at least go first question. Okay. Now the Yerushalmi is going to go to a different answer to our original question. How come the Oyrez, Doichen, Progen, and Shumshman have this special din? Amr of Zera. It says in the Pasuk, this is a Shemitah Dik Pasuk, it says, for 6 years you should plant in a field. V'sheishon tizmor kamecha. We want to skip those words. Yosafta is to us, and then you should harvest what grew from what you planted. So it says, for 6 years you should plant, and then you should harvest. And we'll learn it from there. Sheish zroyin v'sheish asifin. We learn that the pasuk doesn't say that there should be six harvests, but we see just like there are six plantings, there are also six harvests, and that means to teach you lo yishisha zroyin v'shiva asifin. But it shouldn't be that there should be six plantings and seven harvestings, which is means to say is that if the din would be that it would depend on a third, as we had said earlier, these four foods, eres, doichen, progen, and shumshimin, they become a third grown at different stages. In one field, some becomes at a third earlier, and some of it gets a third grown later. So if it would be that you would go by a third, if it depends on a third, then what's going to happen is in one field, it's going to have, so to speak, two harvests, because you planted it near Rosh Hashanah. Some of it became a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. Some of it became a third grown after Rosh Hashanah. So what's going to happen is you're going to be having your one harvest is going to include two different crops. Some is going to be a 6 year crop. Some is going to be a 7 year crop. So the Torah said you should only have six harvests. That means each harvest has to belong to 1 year. But if we follow the rule of a third, then some harvests will belong to the 6 year and some harvests will belong to the 7 year. We'll end up having seven total harvests. Basically, there's a harvest of every year. And that Torah's tongue is hinting at us that we should not do that. We shouldn't have a food that has a harvest in all 7 years. So therefore, Chacham said they have to go by Hashrasha when it gets planted. That of course only gets planted when it took root during Shemitah. Took root during the 6th year, it'll be a 6-year produce and not a 7th year produce. Rabbi Yonah says, the Shita lean on, that is to say, less anan. We are not able to lean on Yochan Taiman. He said it can't be that it can't be. It can't be. It can't be. It can't be that there's only allowed to be 6 harvests. That's not possible. There can only be 6 harvests. Why? El b'shiva. It's got to be that there are 7 harvests, and that's because by polar mitzvah, as we keep mentioning, by polar mitzvah, where there could be our mixture of 2 different crops together. That there for sure could be a case of that where 2 crops mixed together. There's going to be stuff that's harvested. Some of it's considered 6-year produce. Some of it's considered 7-year produce. The same planting. Some is 6-year. Some is 7th year. So we can't say that there's no such thing as having a planting. Plantings that have considered the status of growing in the 6th year and in the 7th year. No, it's not possible. There's always 6th, 7th year. So actually, the pasuk doesn't say there should only be 6 asifas. So he says, no, there's going to be 7 of them. Ela keni shishas roim v'shiv asifin. The Torah means to say is that there should be 6 plantings, and there could be 7 harvests. That's okay. But lo shishas roim v'chamish asifin. But you can't have 6 plantings and 5 harvests. And why would you end up with 5 harvests? So the Marav Fuld explains it. You end up with 5 harvests because if you plant the Oyvaz Dochim Progen and Shumshman near Rosh Hashanah, and some of it becomes a 3rd grown before Rosh Hashanah, some of it is a 3rd afterwards, the din is going to be, and it's a year of Shemitah, it's the end of the 6th year going into Shemitah, the din is going to be, you're not going to be able to eat either year's produce, because every piece that you pick up, you won't know, did this take root a 3rd before Rosh Hashanah or a 3rd after Rosh Hashanah? You won't know what to do with that food. And since you won't know what to do with it, you'll have to be machmir and not eat the food. So it's going to end up, you're only going to have 5 harvests, because anything that's produce that was grown at the end of the 6th year, it was planted at the end of the 6th year, that grew, you're not sure which of it is from the 6th and which is from the 7th, you won't have it at all. So you only have the produce of the first 5 years, you won't have any harvest from the 6th or 7th year. And therefore, when the Torah said you should be allowed to have this many harvests, it didn't mean you should have 5 harvests. So therefore, it's got to be that we have to find a different way to consider the year that it grew. So we go, the Chacham went to Hashrasha. Hatevon, but we ask on that. Hare pola mitzri, back to our same question. Pola mitzri, shari shishas rem v'chamish asifin. But pola mitzri, we have exactly the same issue goes on by pola mitzri. That what? You plant it 6 times, it only has 5 harvests. Why? The tani tzavi gurna tzavim nimtza ma'asim zara yarkam yarkar zara. So we have the same problem over there. You, by pola mitzri, that it was a partially for Zerah, and part of it was for Yerek, and the din is, we have a mixture of 2 different things together, and what you do is, you mix the piles together, and you take Maisa from the pile for both, but if that goes from the 6th year into the 7th year, we're going to have to do the same thing, we're going to have to be Machmir and say that we don't know which year it's from, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat it at all, not eat any of it, so we're going to end up with 5 harvests again. So this answer, that we don't want to end up with only 5 harvests, is again, has a kasha from this case of Polomitsu, because basically what's going on here is that whatever we're saying it's impossible to go by a 3rd. Can't follow the rule of a 3rd for these 4 foods, the Arius, Dorchin, Progen, and Shushan. We can't follow a 3rd because of a technical problem. We're not going to know if it's from the 6th or the 7th year. We keep running to the same question, which is that Polar Mitzvi has exactly that din that we sometimes don't know if it's from the 6th or the 7th year, and we don't know which year it's from, and we have a way of dealing with that. So we can't say that it's impossible. That's something you don't know which year it's from, when by Polar Mitzvah we have exactly that problem. Okay, so now the Gemara is finished with its 2 attempts to try to understand why by these 4 foods, the Arius, Dorchin, Progen, and Shumshimin, we go Bas HaShosha by when you... So the Yerushalmi was trying to figure out why these 4 foods, the 4 foods have their Meiser from the time when it takes root, and the Gemara had tried 2 answers to that question, and both of those answers got questioned from the din of that a person could be tzayres gurnu tocha v'nimtzam asim izara yarkum yarka azari. Both answers had been questioned because we have in the end because we have this din that a person could mix the greens together, and so there is a way to do it. It is possible to take Maaser when you have two different years mixed together. And that had the Gemara had left for the question on both answers that we tried to give, both explanations we tried to give as to why the Maaser for these things depends on when they take root. The Gemara had left both of these with a question based on that Maaser that Tzeiver is Gerin al Tercha, Benim Tzemaas Mizari, Yarkon and Yarkon Azari. So that's how the Rishonim leaves over the question on both of those. So it's worth noting that the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel the days goes through a very similar back and forth, and he asks this question, but there the Bavli gives an answer. And the Bavli says that Brisa that says you can do this and you mix the two piles together and you could be master them from that joint pile together, that's because the person who says that holds Yesh Bila, that if you mix two things together, they're going to mix together so perfectly, so thoroughly and so perfectly, that when you scoop out afterwards, you're going to be getting a perfect blend of old year produce and new year produce. But the Gemara says, but our Mishnah that says that there's this special din that Oyriz Doichin, Progim, and Shumshimin get Maaser from when they take root, argues on that, and our Mishnah holds Ein Bila. Mixing together will not give you a perfect mixture, and therefore there's no option of just mixing the produce from that you don't know which is from which year. You can't possibly mix it together because you're not going to have solved your problem. You're still going to have some produce from the previous year. Things getting Maaser from the wrong year, and therefore not Eitzah. So the first thing is the Bavli answers by saying that our Mishnah argues on this Brisa that says you can mix things together and then just take Maaser from the center, from the mixture. Our Mishnah argues on that and says, our Mishnah argues on that and says, no, you cannot do that. It's not that does not work because we hold Ein Bila, mixing things together. We do not assume they're going to mix perfectly and thoroughly together. That's one thing the Bavli says. Another thing the Bavli says is, the Bavli ends off that Shmuel says, first of all, he says, Ein Bila, you can't mix them together. If that's not a possibility. But Shmuel also says, he argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that these four foods, Ayur, Zarech, and Progen, and Shumshimin, they're considered, their year for Maaser is the year that they take root. Shmuel argues, and he says, no, those four foods are the year for their Maaser is the year when they fully grow, when they grow to their full amount. To Nigmar HaPri, the Pri is completed. That's when the year that they're considered for Maaser, whatever year they finish growing in. And he actually therefore says, if you would, in effect, you can mix the piles together, because everything is treated like the new year, because everything has the status of when it finishes. So he argues on, he says that the din is not like our Mishnah. And in fact, Rambam Paschal's like that Ariz, Dorchim, Progim, and Shumshimin do not get counted from when they take root, as it says in our Mishnah, but rather from when the fruit is fully ripened. It took root. How do we know that for now, the next, another case of the Mishnah, what we had quoted at the beginning was, not in our Mishnah, but the Mishnah that was quoted right when we started the Gemara, was that Yerek, the vegetables, we go bustle with when they're harvested, that's when they have the din, that their year counts by when they're harvested. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? So the Gemara says, it comes from the exact same pasuk, from the pasuk we mentioned before, it should go from Yigarn and Yekid, which is how we learned out that it's a third for those things, and we say it like this. The pasuk means to say the following. Ma Gurn the Yekid, Shehin Chayiv Yimei Hashan Sha'avra, Garden and Yekev, the reason why we understand it, the reason why it goes by where they had their first third of growth is because by that time when they grew a third, they had gotten their water from the earlier year, meaning all the nutrition, the water and the nutrition that was going to make this plant grow came in the year that it had its third. So and that's why we give the status of the earlier year. It grew at the end of the second year, going into the third year, and by the end of the second year, it had grown a third. We said all of the nutrition that was going to help this plant grow was already absorbed into the plant, and it's already taking that all in and it's growing. And therefore, it gets the status of the old year, because what grows in the next year is really produce of the earlier year. So over here also the ilu, and here these, since they grow on the year that's coming, that is to say, they're continuously being watered, and the water that's coming to them continuously makes them grow. They're not like they took in the water moisture from the previous year, and that's what keeps them going. They keep themselves going from the continuous watering that goes on. Therefore, the water they're getting in nutrition all the way till the very end, and therefore they have the status of produce of the year that they were harvested in. Now, again, these things, these yurakas on chayim d'rabbanan. So this is not a real drasha, but it's a etnasmachta that the Torah, when it tells you, when it told us that for Dalgan Tirs and Yitzhar, you should go by when they grew a third, there's an understanding for why it depends on that, and that understanding will help us when the Chacham made takana that Yeraka should be chayav in Shumas and Maishas. They understood for that they should do Basal Akita. Hateva, and so they answer a question on that. Harry Pulam Mitzri, by Pulam Mitzri, as we had said in the Mishnah, Zorah Lazera Masash Lashara, if you planted the Pulam Mitzri, then it goes, its Maishas goes Lashara, meaning it goes by, it goes by when it grew a third. I'm sorry, it goes by when it took root. Zorah l'yerek, if you planted it for yerek, nisash l'bo, if you planted it for growing, for eating as a vegetable, you didn't want it for the seeds in it, you wanted it for the whole plant, nisash l'bo, it goes, then it goes like a yerek, which is its years counted by when you harvest it. So the Yerushalmi says, so what's going on? Uksamel b'yadeha, is the plant a magician? It comes from a pasuk that the people by Bilam, the people who were going to make the magic brought their tools, their magic tools, like summon with them in their hands. So does the plant, a magician, it knows what's going on? That why Zara Lazera, who chayim eshan shava, does the plant know that if you planted it, if you had in mind that you're going to use the seeds, then it uses water from the previous year, and that's why it has the earlier status from when you planted it. But Zara Lazera, who chayim eshan shava, and if you had in mind that you're going to eat the vegetables, then it uses water from the new year. In other words, here we have a plant. We're saying is different plants get their water, get their nutrition from different years, or different parts of their growth, they take it in. Well, that's fine if you say that certain plants have the same status always. But how could it be now we have this pull on mitzvah that sometimes it has this status, sometimes it has that status, depending on what the person had in mind when he was planting, was I going to eat this or was I going to eat this? So how could it be that sometimes the plant gets nutrition from this year, sometimes it gets nutrition from the beginning of its growth, and sometimes in the later of the growth, depending on what the person had in mind? How could that be? How could it depend on what the person had in mind? So the Yerushalmi leaves over the question. We don't really understand this. How are we seeing from Migrecha that it should depend on the year that it gets its moisture and nutrition from, when we had this plant, this polymetry that has this status that depends on what the person thinks. If it depends on what the person thinks, can't be that the growing, that the plant is not a magician, that it knows, it's not reading the mind of the person who planted it to know, should I get my nutrition from this year or from that year? Adi Yerushalmi says, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, that is to say, the end of the Mishnah that talked about polymetry, and from Kamlunim, a few different cases. So at that end of the Mishnah, it says, at the very end of the Mishnah, it says, Mar Tamriloi, the end of the Mishnah had said that one person holds, Reb Lezer holds, that a food magamun goes depend on when it has Tamriloi. So what does that mean? Avdim Tankulin, that means is that it the outside of the bean, or the lentil, formed hardened up, and it formed like a shell around it, which, as we had explained in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Rabba Bar Zavta, Rishim Rabshim Ben Lakish, says that Halacha Kribshim HaShazuri, that Halacha Kribshim HaShazuri, who says that Pula Mitzri, if it's planted for seeds, has the din, like the first cases in the Mishnah, like the Ayur's Derechim program and Shum Shimin. And the implication is that someone would argue, and the Chacham would argue, and would say that it always has the din of, does not have the din of those kind of vegetables. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbeisa says, Hari Rablazer Ravshusi Ditztuki, or the other versions of what that word is. Rabbeisa said that Rablazer told Ravshusi from this place called Tzduki, or other had the Gishon Ditzruka, so some in the name of a place. Rabbeisa told that person, Kadot Ravshim Shazuri, that the Halachas of Ravshim Shazuri, again, saying the Halachas of Ravshim Shazuri, that the Halachas of Ravshim Shazuri, that Pula Mitzri has the din of a that if it's made Lazera, then it is its Meister is from the time of when it took root. Okay, Tani. Sheish, now it brings up Isa, Tani. And actually, says on Sar the Gemara that many have the Girsa, that a number of people have the Girsa, that's Tani Rabshim Shazuri Omer. And that's what we're going to follow, that this price that we're about to read, and the ensuing Gemara, is going according to Rabshim Shazuri. I'll just mention that there is another Shita, Shita Saramam, who learns this price very differently. That's not going in the Shita of Rabshim Shazuri. We're going to learn in Rabshim Shazuri. Tani, we learned about the Sheish Midas Amachacham in the Polymetry. There are six Midas in Polymetry, six halachas about Polymetry. There could be a number of cases, but in total they have six halachas. And the first one is Zorah Lazera. If you planted it in order to have this, just the seeds, this Ashlish Avar, then, as our Mishnah said from Shem Shazuri, it has the din of Iris Dochim, Progan, and Shumshimin, and you take the Miser from the time when it takes root, which is right away, so it gets Miser from the earlier year. The year, again, it was planted towards the end of the year, it took root right away before Rosh Hashanah, so Miss Ashlish Avar has the Miser of the earlier year because it follows the rules of those four foods, and it has goes by time of Hashanah when it takes root. That's case number one. Case number two, halacha number two, Zora LeYerek. What happens if you planted it with intention to eat it for Yerek? Then Misasha Labo, then the Maaser is counted from the time when you do Kita, and therefore it goes to the second year, the later year, because in the later year is when you're gonna harvest it. You're gonna harvest it after Rosh Hashanah, so its Maaser is treated from the later year, which is time after Rosh Hashanah. That was case number two. Now case number three. Okay, halacha number three is gonna have a number of cases that fit to the same halacha. The first one is Zorei LeZera V'Yerek. When the person planted it, he had in mind that it should be used both for seeds and for Yerek. He planted a whole bunch of plants, and he had in mind some would be for Zera, some would be for Yerek. That's one of these things. Zorei LeZera V'Chishev Lov LeYerek. He originally planted it just for Zera, just for the seeds, and later he decided, V'Chishev, later on he decided that he would do it for Yerek. Most of the first one did also for Yerek. The Chish level Yerek means he wanted not just for Zera, but for Zera and Yerek both together. So what's the din? Ma'aser Mizari Ayarekoi, Uyarekoi Azari. They both of them have the din of a Zera, and you could be Ma'aser from one or the other. In other words, it's all considered to have one time, and that time is the time before the early time, the time when it took root. Now the Gemara is going to qualify that and say that's only in certain cases. And that is, one condition is, b'shehevi shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. It's got to be talking about that this plant, this pulamitri, took root, it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? It grew a third before Rosh Hashanah means that the pulamitri that was growing was already passably usable. It could have already been eaten. And even for certain foods, we know for Dagon, Tirush, and Yitzhar, third is ready what makes it considered edible. So even if you would be going by Lakita, it would already be, it's already possible that it could be chayv for Lakita. It could be considered finished for Lakita. So I mean, had you harvested it now, it would have been considered finished. So it has, you wanted for Zera, and it already grew a third, so that means it's even from the Lakita, so it's already in the parish. It's within range of being able to be considered to be harvested also. So therefore, in that case, all of it gets the din, goes basa hashrasha by the earlier time, and it goes for the maaser from the earlier year. But aval and hevi shlish lach Rosh Hashanah, what happens if it didn't grow a third until after Rosh Hashanah? Then what you do is you split. Zarim is Ashlish Avar, the plants that you had meant, that you had intention to use for seeds, those ones, just use as beans, those ones are Lishavar, to the old year, meaning they go Basar Hashrasha when they took root. The Yarkim is Ashlish Likitasa Yisuroi, and the ones that were intended to be used as a Yarek, as a vegetable to eat the whole plant, those have their Meiser from the later year when you pick them. Now, but that's true only Kishalaka Rimen of Rosh Hashanah. The second condition is, the only time we could say that everything goes from the earlier year, everything can be part of the first year, that's only if the first condition was that it had to have grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, and it had to have been that you harvested some of it, you picked some of it before Rosh Hashanah. So it grew a third, and you picked some of it, so it already, even if you look at it from a Lakita standpoint, it's already qualified for the old year. So all that together with the fact that some of it was planted for Zera leans us towards the side of Zera, and all the plants have the din of Zera, they go from the old year. But if you didn't pick it till after Rosh Hashanah, Ben Zara, Ben Yaakov, Mishash Labah, that all the Maisa goes from the lady. The weight, should it be considered a Zara or a Yara? Because it was a little of both. Either because you had both in mind, or you originally started with one, but you eventually had both in mind. Again, you had both in mind, so it could go both ways. So depending on what you did, you go for the earlier year or the later year. You treat it like a Zara, like a Yara. So the Yerushalmi only says two dinim, but the Mepharshim explained that there's really three dinim, and that is like this. If it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, and it was picked before Rosh Hashanah, then for sure the din is that it has the din of a Zera. And it goes, we take the Maaseh from the earlier year, because we give all the plants that grew the Digo Basa Hashrasha. If it had neither of them, I mean, it did not grow a third before Rosh Hashanah, and you hadn't picked any of it, then it goes Basar, then Misasa Labo, all the plants get picked as if they grew in the new year. And even though some of them were intended Lazara, it doesn't make a difference. They all get considered that they're grown for Yerek, and they have a Maisa from the new year. What happens if it only had one of the conditions? If only one of those two conditions were true, and the other one was not, then the Zera is Misasha L'Shavar, and the Yerek is Misasha L'Haba. So you split the ones that are meant for Zera for Zera, the ones that are for Yerek are for Yerek. Now, so far, that was we're still in the middle now of the third halacha. And we now see like this. Then now we end off with one more case, and we say, is Zara Lazara? If you planted it originally for Zara, Bechishav of Yerek, and then you decided to use it for Yerek, Boin, some even the worldly day, or Boin, Machshava. You follow his Machshava. And this case is meant to say that, in this case, we follow the same halacha as we said beforehand. Again, it depends on a third. And if you picked it, we consider what you thought. And either this is just a repeat of that case, it's just a summarizing that case, that if you put it for Zera and you change your mind for Yerek, has this then. Or some learn that this case is a case where you were Zera with Zera, and you changed your mind to make it all for Yerek. That they learned the earlier case was you planted it for Zera, and then you decided to be for Zera and Yerek, and this is a variation of it where you planted for Zera and decided to be all be for Yerek. But in either way, this thing is repeating that this, we now have two or possibly three cases that fit into the third din. Remember, the Gemara said there were going to be six dinim. This is the end of the third din. Now comes the fourth din. Zera li Yerek, the Chishav al Zera. Now this person planted it for a Yerek, and then he decided to be for a Zera. So what happens is, the person who planted it for a Yerek, he basically missed the chance for it to have a din of Zera. Because the din of Zera is that if you had a mind to plant it for a seed, it gets the din of, if it's considered to be the year it's planted in is the year that it took root, which is right, pretty soon, right, after you plant it. Over here that you planted it for Yerek, and only later did you change your mind to make it for Zera, so you missed your chance, basically, you missed the chance for it to be to follow the din of Zera, because you didn't have, because by the time it took root, it was too late, you hadn't yet decided that should be for Zera. So the din is, this din is La'olam Ein Marsheva Zera Chololov. The halach of Zera never counts, it's considered a Yerek no matter what. Well, except with an exception. Ella, excuse me, Kemonim Imenim Shalosh Murbiers. That's the gear so we have, and the Ravid says what that means is, unless you did not do for three waterings, things that are meant to be vegetables, the Yerek, have to be watered a lot, and you did not do it. You didn't do three of the waterings, so that indicates that you really had in mind to have it for Zera in the first place, and therefore, since you had in mind, you're showing that you really were thinking of making it for Zera altogether, because if you make it for Yerek, you would have planted it. It must be you really had in mind for Zera anyhow, and therefore, in that case, it could be considered Zera. And that's true, Bishahavi Shushufu Nereshana. That's true, only if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. Again, it had to have grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't do the three waterings. In that case, it has a din of a Zera. Again, Heviyashush before Rosh Hashanah means it. There's more reasons to believe this thing is considered grown in the earlier year, because it was Heviyashush before Rosh Hashanah. But out of Heviyashush after Rosh Hashanah, what happens if it didn't reach a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah? Afilu, take out the word loy. Afilu manu mimena shalosh murbiyos. Even if you didn't plant, do those three waterings, it's considered a zera and goes plant. I'm sorry, it's considered a yerek and it's planted. It's considered to have taken. It's considered to be a produce of the later year, and you take maaser from the later year. Okay, so that was the fourth case. Now that was the fourth case. Zara Zara Lazera, what happens if you planted it to be seeds? We also cool a Kitsatsin Gemurah in Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, and before Rosh Hashanah it didn't grow a third. It didn't grow a third, but it had grown. The fruit was completely developed. Also, kula katzatzin. All the fruits had all become completely developed before Rosh Hashanah. So what happened? So then the din is like this: Zara and Misasha Lishara, the ones that had been planted for Zara, which is that was most of them. That was the ones that were planted. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the mouthful of the horns. In this case, you were Zara Lazara and you changed your mind to use it for Yerek also. So there's a possibility of it being considered for Yerek. Okay, so what happened is, but it all got fully grown before Rosh Hashanah. So Zara and Misash Lushava, the ones that were intended for Zara or Misash Lushava, the mice comes from the earlier year because they were implanted for Zara, they were fully grown then. Yerek and Misash Lushava, the Yerek part of it, that gets take mice from it in the year that it grew in. Now, we're going to learn from this case, like Chaim Kineski, which is, if you remember, we had an early Gemara, if a person had planted something for, this was in the third halacha, if a person planted it for Zera, changed his mind to make it for Yerek, and it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, and you harvested a little bit of it, then the din is, it goes all from the earlier year. So in this case, he says, what's the reason why in this case, the Yarkam is actually Kitasi Yisrura. Why would we say that the Yarkam goes to the lady here? Even in the case we grew only a third, we had already said that all the mice all considered to be a produce of the earlier year. Why? And so he says in this case, the reason why I'm considering it the produce of the later year, it grew even more. We shouldn't say that. So he explains is that what happened is here, it was also Kula Kitasin. The entire plant had become fully grown. And that means is the growth of this plant as a bean, as a pul hamitzri, then the bean part of it is finished because the beans are fully developed. They're not getting any more. They're fully developed. So that means is the bean part of it is fully over. That part is from the previous year's produce. Any more that grows now is just vegetable part growing. There's no more bean growing anymore. So the vegetable part that grows afterwards, that's as if sort of like it's a new plant. Excuse me, it has the status. It goes for the new year. So that part grew after Rosh Hashanah. So that's a Yerek. As if the Zera is finished. It's fully grown. Third grown would be, it's still growing more and more. We could treat the whole plant as a Zera. But this plant, the Zera part is fully grown, so we say the Zera part is goes for the previous year, but the Yerek part means the new Yerek part, the part that goes after Rosh Hashanah, that gets treated like a Yerek, and it's harvested. It gets takes mice in the year that it was harvested. And now for the sixth case, miktasa osa ketsatsin gemurin, umuktasa l'rasa. What happens if some of it had ketsatsin gemurin? Some of it grew completely, umuktasa l'rasa, and some of it did not grow completely. Some of the fruit, the beans did not grow completely. So in this case, we have a plant that has some of it, some of the plants are mice from the previous year, some of it are from the mice from the late year. Hadahi, this is the case where we say that we had mentioned in the Gemara earlier. This is the case where we say, you pile up the garden, you mix both piles of grain together, and you totally mix them together, the old produce and the new produce, the nimtze, and then you take maaser from this whole pile together. The nimtze, maaser, mizaria, yarkum, yarkum, azaria. You end up doing is you take out a scoop, you take out your percentage, your 10% that has to be maaser, you scoop it out from the mixture together. You assume you're getting a perfect mixture, so you're getting as much the amount that you got this from the old year is the old year, and the new year is the new year. You're getting a full, perfect amount that you're supposed to get out. You don't know which is which, but you get it all mixed together. And when you pull it out, you're getting a perfect amount. But it gives the appearance of taking from the Zera on the Yerek and the Yerek on the Zera. It looks like that. So Venimsa Ma'asa Mizari Yerek, it has that impression, but really it works because the person is considered to have done a full Bila. He mixed it well, perfectly together. And now, if let's say it was really 60%, from the previous year and 40% from the new year, the scoop that he takes out with his 10% is going to be 60% from the previous year and 40% from the current year, and from the new year, and therefore his mice will be perfect, and it'll be given just the way it was supposed to be. Tanra Rabbi Vudna de Chefa, Rabbi Vudna from Chefa says, even if it had not made Ketzatz and Gemurin. In other words, in the last two cases of the six cases, had talked about whether it made Ketzatz and Gemurin. He says, even if it didn't make Ketzatz and Gemurin for Rosh Hashanah, Zayir Misash Lishavar, Yakumis Asher Vishasa Ketzatz Yisurah, even if it didn't make Ketzatz and Gemurin, the Zera goes Maishir according to the year it took root, which is the earlier year, and the Yarek part of it, it takes its Maishir as if the later year when you pick it. So, the simple reading of what Rabbi Vodin is saying is that he's arguing in the last two cases, and the last two cases, it depended on whether it was also Ketzatz and Gemurin or not. And he's saying, even if it does not make Ketzatz and Gemurin, it still has the din of the fifth case, which was that the Zera goes from the earlier year and the Yara goes from the later year. So Amar Rabbi Yosef says, now Rabbi Yosef is going to basically, turn around what the simple reading of Rabbi Vodma said he's not arguing. The whole din of Rabbi Vodma is talking about that when the plant grew a third, while you were still thinking about it for Zera, before you had switched your mind, before you had changed your mind to think of it for Yarek. So in that case, when it grew a third before you changed your mind, so the growing a third, it had become like solidified that it had been Zera. Now you switched it to Yarek, so that's a good, now it's a switch over from, went from one thing to another thing, so the Zera has been of the earlier year, and the Yarek has been of the later year. Avol, in Hevi Shoshmach Shavas Yarek, if when it became a third, you had already switched it over to Yarek, so it was at the time that it became a third growing, you had already changed your mind and decided that you wanted this thing to be Yarek, is it possible then to say that it has a din of a clear din of zera, one part of it is zera, one part of it is yarek? No, it doesn't make sense, because this plant never really had any great growing as zera or as yarek, because it took root when you planned to use it for zera. It became a third growing when you had planned on using it for yarek. So that's too, it didn't have anything too clear at all. So then, talking in that case, we're going to say, you're going to mix the pieces together, which is what we had said before in our sixth of our six cases. We'll have to say is that it's a mix of produce from the earlier year and from the later year, and you have to mix them together and take maaser from one or the other one. So according to what he's saying, Rabbi Vudma is not really arguing the earlier cases. He's just explaining that they're only true in one case. Okay, so now, until now, we've had our six cases, and in this Rabbi Vodma, after the six cases, we're talking about what the din is when you want to switch over from the plant was planted right before Rosh Hashanah of one year, and then wonder whether it's myself from the earlier year or the later year. But now the Gemara is going to switch to what happens if you planted it before Shvi'is, and you want to know what the din of it is after Shvi'is. Zorah l'zera, l'tnei Rosh Hashanah, Shvi'is. If you planted for Zera, pure Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, v'nichon se Shvi'is, and then it carries over and Shvi'is starts. So the din is, bein zayir ben yarka mutter, the zera and yarka both mutter, because you follow hashrasha, you go according to the zera, and since it was planted, the hashrasha happened before Rosh Hashanah, has din of produce of the sixth year, and it's mutter. Zera and yarka, with Rosh Hashanah shviyas. What happens if you planted for yarka, for Rosh Hashanah of the shviyas, in which v'nichlas of shviyas, now shviyas started. So what should the din be? So that din goes basal kita. It's not, it follows the din of a yarak, which is Basal Akita. So Ben Zara Ben Yarek Asher, then the Zara and the Yarek are both Asher, which means Asher means is that they're considered produce of the seventh year, and the din is that when vegetables grow in the seventh year, there's a din Rabbanu called Svichin, that any vegetables that grow in the seventh year are Asher, because of Xera that you, the Chalom were afraid you might plant in the Shvi'is. So since this is considered produce of Shvi'is, this produce is Asher as Svichin. Zara was Zara Uli Yarek, with Nerosh Hashanah as Shvi'is. What happens if you planted for Zera and for Yarek, for both Zera and for Yarek, and from before Shvi'is and went into Shvi'is? Now, what was the din that we had said earlier, that if you had done that before any other year, let's say towards the end of the second year and it moved into the third year, the din was everything follows the Zera. You planted it with both intentions. The din was you treat it with the status of Zera, which is it should go Basar Hashrasha. If it goes Basar Hashrasha, then that would mean it should be of the earlier produce. In this case, that would seemingly would mean is it should be produce of the sixth year and not be a Shemitah problem. a svikum problem. So the Gemara says, Shita Zara Mutter. It's Pasha that the Zara itself is Mutter, because we follow the Zara, Shita goes Basra Hashosha. And therefore, that's Pasha that that's Mutter. It's not Svikum. Yarek Yamaha. What's the name of the Yarek? Are we confident enough that it has the status, that the Yarek gets the status of the Zara? To say that's mutter. So Torah Rabbi Asher, Torah Rabbi Chofus ben Chol mutter. So Torah Machlok is Rabbi Chiv says it's Asher, Rabbi Chofus ben Chol says mutter. Now the one says, "Man gam mutter." The writer, the one who says it's mutter, Rabbi Chofus ben Chol, who says it's mutter. That's the writer. That makes sense. That goes follows the rest of the rules that we have, which is when you plant something, we plant Pula Mitzvah for Zera and for Yerek. We had said before, and if you do it for both, it has the status of the Zera, and if it has status like that from switching from, let's say, from the second to third year, so too it has that status when you switch over into Shvi'is, and it's not Svi'chen, it's Mutter. Mandel Marasha, the one who says Inality, the name Marasha, I mean, because it doesn't look right. That is to say, is these things are, the vegetable part of this is going to be growing during Shemitah. You're going to pick it during Shemitah, and vegetables that are picked during Shemitah have the status of Svi'chen, and now eat them. So it doesn't look right. It looks like this thing is a thing that should be usher. The fact that you have in mind for Zerah and for Yerek is something that people don't realize, and therefore he says it does it because of Marzin. Reb Simon's out the book, Kumi Reb Yosef. So Reb Simon brings out, it's a question by Reb Yosef. A few lahachel es behemtai ye usher me Marzin. Should it be, well, he made a point to say that it should be that you also to feed it to your behavior because of Marasai. In other words, the din of Svi'chen is that a person is not allowed to eat it, and his behavior is not allowed to eat, his animals are not allowed to eat it either. So the question, he's asking the question is, should we say the same thing about this kind of Svi'chen? You see, really, the Pula Mitzvah should be Mutter, because you planted for Zera or Yerek, it should follow the Zera, it should be followed the time that it should go. By the time of when it took root by Hashlasha. So but it was only because of Marasayin. So does that Marasayin extend to feeding to animals also? Amalei, so he said to him, we're going to read now, sort of a mix between the Marafolda and Chaim Kineski. There's a few ways to read this next couple of lines. Amalei, he said, you can't give it to your son or to your shliach, to somebody else to eat, but you can give it to an animal. And therefore, no, Marasayin does not apply to the animals. But for you look at don't when you go and pick it for animals, don't go pick a whole row at a time. Don't make a whole show of taking so much vegetables. You could just take a little bit and feed it to the animals. That's okay. So bats you can feed to animals, but you shouldn't take too much at a time. I'm a raiser rabbun. And nekra haguma or hanima, two gears over here. Nekra haguma mutter. If when you were trying to pick out a little bit, you ended up picking out a whole row by mistake, the whole thing came up together, then that's okay also. So it's really Marasayin. You're trying to not pick a lot of this thing because it looks like you shouldn't be eating that. It should be an Isra Svi'chen. You're allowed to pick a little bit. If by mistake a lot came out, then it's okay. But feel kind of Amar Asur. Even the one who says it Asur, like it, if the person was picking, I believe this is talking, if this is talking about for a person, if you were picking Zera, and which is you're allowed to, and by mistake, some of the Yerek got mixed into it, it's mutter to do that also. In other words, the whole issue is a Marasayin, and the Marasayin does not extend to Asrid. In every case, if a little bit of Yerek got mixed in, that's also mutter. So the Gemara says, Kahadah, these memories that we're having, that the Isser of the Yerek, and the Isser of the, all these Yisurim are, really very much dependent on Marasayin, is Kadar Bar Nasha, like this person, the Altan Esen Nisrin Deluvi Maasel Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He came to bring 10 bundles of Luvi. Luvi is another word for polymathy. It's a polymathy that are fresh, are called Luvi. So he brought 10 bundles of Luvi of Maasel to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was a lady, and he brought him 10 bundles of them during Shemitah. And he brought him these bundles, and he said to him, I'm away. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to him, Loi su'avid kain. The word su'avid is the one who has it, Loi su'avid. Like, you shouldn't do it. Loi su'avid kain. You shouldn't do like that. You shouldn't have brought me so much meiser of Pula Mitzvah beans during Shemitah. Loi silkit al tzuch, ela Shulchan to lift. So only, you should have only picked for me the amount you need for one pile. Oh, you should only pick for yourself the amount you need for a pile. In other words, you gave me 10 bundles of Miser. That means you had 100 bundles. You picked at once, of which I got one-tenth of it. You should only be picking a little bit the amount they need for a pile. So the point is that Yirmiyah is saying that you have to be concerned about the way these things look. But part of the rules here is that you can eat the pulut mitzri, but you're not supposed to do it in such a big way, and therefore, just like we had in before here, Vera was actually talking about behemoths, and you're talking about people, but you should be careful about how you do it. You should not be doing this in the same way that you harvest other foods, even though technically it might be mutter. You have to be limited in how you collect all this food. Now that your stomach continues on this. What happens if the person planted this at the end of Shemitah, so right before Rosh Hashanah, the eighth year, and then it went into the eighth year? So what's the day now? So if he planted it for Zera, okay, some of you have the gears of Zera, Lazera, Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, V'nichnasah Shemitah. So then what's the din is? So that follows the din of Hashrosha. The Hashrosha happened during Shemitah, so Ben Zera, Ben Yarki Osir, because since you planted it for Zera, it follows the status of the Zera, and it's considered produce of the seventh year, so both parts are awesome. So early Yerek, what happens if you planted and you had in mind for the Yerek, the Nichlus Hashminis, and then it didn't grow until the eighth year? So then the din is, since you planted the Yerek, it has the status of the Yerek, or when you harvest it, when you pull it out of the ground. And therefore, that happens in the eighth year, so Ben Zara Ben Yerek Mutter, but the Zara and Yerek Mutter, because it has the din of produce of the eighth year, produce of the eighth year is not Osher Svichen. You'll have to eat it. Now, what happens early is that Uli Yerek, Lutner Hashem Hashminis, what happens if you plant it with both intentions? So before at the end of Shemitah, you planted it with both intentions, with Nichlus Hashminis, and now it carried over into the eighth year. So the question is, what's with the deal of that produce? So, in contrast to what we might have guessed, the Zara is also because it's produce of the seventh year. That's logical. We follow the Hashrosha for that. But the Yarek is mutter. But the Yarek is mutter since the Yarek does not get picked until the eighth year. In the eighth year, there's no Isser of Svichin of things that grow in the eighth year, and it is a Yarek. So even though in earlier dinner we had said that the Yarek follows the Zera from the Gobasar Hashrosha, in this dinner we do not say that. And in this dinner we say that the Yarek is we're Mekel. We're always Mekel. So in Yitzvichim we say it does not have the din of the Zera, even though for other dinner we had said it does have the din of the Zera. For this din we say it does not have the din of the Zera, and the Yerek in the eighth year, and the Yerakas that go in the eighth year do not have an Isra Svichim, and therefore you're allowed to eat it.